BBC.
Breaking news.
Good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. We're starting it all off with a little bit of Big Tall Garden.
Stop and talk to me to cure my curiosity and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Baby, if you got the time, please tell me what's on your mind and make me feel like 10 feet tall. You know I'll always be around to pick you up when you fall down and make you feel like 10 feet tall. I'll take you to the mountains. We'll stay up all night long, 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 staring at the stars up in the sky. I'll tell you that I love ya, and all the reasons why you make me feel like you make me feel like you make me feel like 10 feet tall.
Won't you come with me tonight to see a show in black and white and make me feel like 10 feet tall? All your might and kiss me when you say goodnight and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Remember when your roof fell and I helped to prop it up again? It made you feel like 10 feet tall. Well, now I'm slipping under too, and all I really want is you to make me feel like 10 feet tall. I'll take you to the mountains. We'll stay up all night long, 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 staring at the stars up in the sky. I'll tell you that I love ya.
Whoopsie doodle. Hi, I'm Bob.
And I'm Bob.
From Two Bobs.
In the morning.
And you're listening to
101.9
FM.
In the morning. On CITR. Thanks for listening.
change. I'm waiting for spare change. Spare change. Spare change. I'm waiting for spare change. But everything stays the same. Oh, spare change. I'm waiting for spare change.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Friday Sunrise. My name is Mark Ferby.
And I'm Jeff Ferby.
Yes, we are here this morning. We should be having a guest. David Roy Parsons is supposed to be coming in. I haven't seen him yet, but I hope he's on his way. We started this morning off with a track from Big Tall Garden. We started off with...
half a track?
Yeah, half a track of... 10 feet tall, and then I accidentally hit a button.
5 feet tall, we call it.
Yes, 5.5 feet tall. Anyways, then we actually heard Tetley off of Full Fathom 5. We also heard a track from a local band called Whitey. That was Shadow of a Doubt off of their EP, which I actually got. I was having breakfast at Bonds off Broadway, and one of the band members was walking around going, complimentary CD with your meal. And so, yeah, that's where I got that CD from, but they're a pretty good band, Loving the Horns. And we also heard a track from Lemming Dynasty, that was Spare Change. All three of those bands are going to be playing at the Railway Club tomorrow night, along with another band called, what are they called? That's a good question. I always ask myself that. They're called Nothing to Lose. So, tomorrow night at the Railway Club, you can see all those bands. As for now, I think we are going to hear a track from a band that we had in the studio a few weeks ago. They are called Garista. So, yes, enjoy.
And you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM.
And fade out.
Oh, that's so dumb.
been taking the long way. I was standing in line just to find out that I'm too late. Sooner or later, there's something that's got to change. Oh, oh, I know, I know, I know. I'm on the side of the road, cause I've been left with nothing. I don't know which way to go, but I just can't wait for something. I'm in the dark, I can't decide if I'm at the right place, just the wrong time. I just don't know, but I sure can't tell you one thing. Oh, 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 I know, I know, I know. Myself, just tell myself I can do it. I'm in the dark, I can't decide if I'm at the wrong place at the right time. I just don't know, I sure can tell you one thing. Oh, 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 I know, I know, I know. Oh, 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 I know, I know, I know.
Technical difficulties.
Around. This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Good morning. Welcome back to a Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. Happy to say we have a very special guest in here with us this morning. Just got here, Mr. David Roy Parsons. How you doing, Dave?
Not too bad, thanks.
Oh, pretty good. Just want to say thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, I should just mention before we get started here, we only have until 8:30 apparently, so that only leaves us about half an hour. But we did hear a couple tracks there. We tried to play a track from Johnny Doan out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, off of the Full City, I Know. But one of our CD players here is kind of messing up. So, unfortunately, we only got halfway through that. And then we heard a couple tracks from a band out of New Jersey called the Gaslight Anthem. That was She Loves You, and We Did It When We Were Young, off of American Slang. But now we got Mr. David Roy Parsons here, and he's going to play a few tunes for us live in the studio. So, Dave, you're not originally from Vancouver, is that right? You're from an Ontario area, boy?
I grew up largely in Ottawa, although I actually lived here a little while as a kid.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So how long you actually been in Vancouver then?
I've been here for 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Been playing music for quite a while now?
Yeah, oh yeah. I've been playing music off and on most of my life, I guess. Since I arrived in Vancouver, it's been pretty full on, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Now you got maybe I should explain how I met you. I was cruising down Commercial Drive and stopped in at the old Cafe du Soleil. It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that's where Mr. John Cohen, a good friend of yours from Montreal, was playing, and I stopped in, and I unfortunately didn't actually catch you playing. I only caught the last two songs of his set,
okay.
But I guess he was in town. He's on a bit of a tour. He's currently in the States doing a few dates down there.
Mm-hmm.
But we
did some recording together, and I'm working on another album, so.
Yeah, and that's I was actually going to bring that up because you gave me a copy of your album Matters of Survival, which is from 2007, and you're also telling me that you're working on a new album that you're hoping to release by the summer. Is that right?
Well, I'm pushing that. Yeah, by the summer, maybe have a release party sometime in September or October.
Okay.
But I'll probably have the actual thing in my hand by August, I hope.
Nice.
At the latest, yeah.
Well, you'll have to keep us posted on that so we can try and promote that for you.
Okay.
Cool. So you have Matters of Survival. That's the only copy you have, or I have, but you have a bit of a discography, do you not?
Yeah, I have three of my own CDs. I don't know if I have the other two here with me, actually. I may have one of them. But the latest is Matters of Survival.
Okay.
That one I did in Burnaby. And mostly with a lot of local musicians like Joey Olney and Tamara Nile and Adam Popowitz from Pacifica produced that album.
Nice.
Yeah.
Heard that name around town a little bit. So as for the new album, where are you going to be doing? Have you started recording that yet, or are you?
I have. I'm pretty far into it. I'm doing it mostly at the same guy's place, Adam Popowitz's, though there's some talk about recording a song or two with another producer as well. I don't want to mention names until it happens.
Yeah, for sure.
But that may happen as well.
Cool. Nice. Well, we still have time though, because we only have half an hour. You want to play us a tune here, and then all we'll right. get more into it.
Okay.
Cool. This is David Roy Parsons live in studio right here on Friday Sunrise.
Okay. Months of Montreal's barroom brawls and business calls put his patience to the test. Found a number on his desk, a friend down in Halifax. Thought he'd go and give his head a rest. He's on the sea. She plays for free down at the old marquee at the super app fun, super app fun, super app fun jamboree. If you ride the train down to the end of the tracks, she's the one playing down there at the jamboree. She's on the sea, and she plays for free down at the old marquee. When he arrived, was a woman playing a little on the fiddle. She was trying to untie some nervous knots. In came her friend Sheila from the North Atlantic night. She was looking so cold, but she got high. 'Cause they passed around a tequila, put the fire in their bellies. Things got messy, but it was free down at the old marquee at the super app fun, super app fun, super app fun jamboree. The ocean's so pretty, it'll take away your breath. He got lucky that night when they slid off the road. But ever since that night, that ocean smelled like death. Lost his bar, got in the car, and he's headed up the road. He's the man playing down at the farmer's market, and he's trying so hard, but he never can forget that man was me. Now I play for free, like she did down at the old marquee at the super app fun, super app fun, super app fun jamboree.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. That was great. Thank you.
What is the Super Happy Fun Jamboree?
Yeah, tell us a bit about it.
You know what? It's a blind date that I went on where the other person didn't show up. And or if she did, I didn't see her around. But it was at a jamboree, and I just, you know, thought, well, what would have happened if she did show up and this date happened? And I decided to write a song about that.
Cool. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it worked out for the best for us.
Just like in the song.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that was, since you gave me the CD a couple weeks ago, I've totally fallen in love with it. I listened to it multiple times, and that was actually one tune that jumped out at me. Have you always kind of been a solo artist? Because, I mean, you've been playing with, you know, a few other... you played with Joey Only, whom we play on the show every once in a while.
Yeah. I play with him quite often. Him and I harmonize together quite nicely, and there's pretty good chemistry going on there. So I play with him quite often, and I haven't had a regular band in years. It's so much easier in some ways as a solo artist, you know.
Yeah.
Not to have to depend on other people's schedules and that. That's the upside. There's some downsides, but actually, I'm gonna be debuting a band, my first band in years, at the Railway Club May 28th, Monday, May 28th, and I'll be playing with Joey Only at the Railway Club as well this Monday, but then the full band on Monday the 28th.
Cool. So, do we have a name for the band yet, or is it gonna be
Not yet. That may come after a few more rehearsals. Right now, we're just trying to get a tight sound for our first show, and we're gonna take it from there. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, is it gonna be basically all your songs, or is it everybody kind of collaborating and bringing in some of their stuff as well? Or is it just?
Yeah, I'm the songwriter in the band. At the rehearsals we've had so far, nobody's presented any other songs. So, yeah.
Cool. Nice. Yeah. Now, I've also noticed you have played, obviously, on the record, you are playing with a bunch of different people. Joey Only's on there, Tamara Nile, a few others as well. Mm-hmm. But you also, I also found something about another band that you were playing with, Snapped Wires, is that right?
Yeah, Snapped Wires. They were, they were a group of, I've had a brain injury myself. It affects my small motor coordination, makes guitar playing a bit difficult sometimes, but at the same time, guitar playing is an extremely good exercise for someone who's been through a brain injury. So, So what I did was I put together this group of young brain injury survivors, and we got some funding from like ICBC and Coastal Health and all that. We did a couple CDs. We wrote songs together once a week, and I did that for a few years, and then I kind of bowed out to start going on tour. But I think that Snapped Wires is still happening in various forms. Whether they're still calling themselves Snapped Wires, I don't know, but they work out of the Lower Mainland Brain Injuries Association. For sure, a lot is going on in terms of music and recovery. So
cool. That's, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Sweet. Well, nice. Well, we only got about 20 minutes left here. You want to play us another tune there, Dave?
Yeah, sure.
Nice. Okay. So that last track you played is called Super Happy Fun Jamboree, which is found on Matters of Survival, your last album.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be playing here for us?
I'm going to play a song now called Easter Skies. It's on my Bottle of Stars album, which I don't think is here, but it's I think it's inappropriate. I look forward to spring because then I have an excuse to play my song Easter Skies. I wrote it early one morning like this in Ottawa. I fell asleep in a park years and years ago and woke up to this sunrise. It looked like an Easter egg, and I thought, yeah, this is worth a song right here. So,
nice.
Easter Skies.
Cool. David Roy Parsons live in studio here. We're going to come back with a whole lot more right after this.
CITR Radio 101.9 FM and Sealed with a Kiss presents Born Ruffians with special guest Sheezer at the Rickshaw Theater, Saturday, March 12, 2011. If Born Ruffians' 2008 debut album, Red, Yellow, and Blue, was the result of a talented and precocious gang of freshmen, their 2010 follow-up, Say It, would be the project they left school to finish. A declaration that they're smart and ambitious enough to make it on their own, and furthermore, that they're in it for the long haul. Born Ruffians with special guest Sheezer, Saturday, March 12th at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors open at 8 p.m. Advanced tickets are now on sale at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and all Ticketmaster locations.
All right, we're back live in studio with David Roy Parsons. So, Dave, I also noticed on Matters of Survival that there was a track here that was recorded in Texas.
Yep.
So you've had a bit of time on the road. I was checking out your MySpace, and you got photos from a few road trips here and there. You've been up to Wells, BC, as well as up in the Yukon, I think. And and I noticed the whole Texas. You want to tell me a bit about that? You were spending time down there?
I had a girlfriend for a while in Texas, and I practically lived down there for a little while. So I did some recording. I had some friends in Dallas too, and I recorded some parts of this album in Dallas. Yeah, at a studio there. That was all right. That was, you know, yeah. But the bulk of it I did here anyway. Yeah.
Cool. Was that in a studio? Like, where were you recording down there?
It was it was in somebody's home studio. He was a guy who I knew through some friends of mine. He lived in Canada for many years, this guy, and at the moment I can't even remember the name.
Connie Munson's?
Oh no, that was the girlfriend. She did a little bit of singing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the ex-girlfriend there.
Nice.
Yeah. But no, it wasn't her studio. Jeez, for some reason, his name would be written down there somewhere, buried amongst a lot of people participated in this album, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're quickly running out of time here. You mentioned you got a song that's going to be on the new album that you'd like to play. Do you want to...
Yeah.
Get that one?
All right, so... this is a new one for my next album. There's a school not too far from where I live called Our Lady of Sorrows. And I'd like to dedicate this song to the pupils at Our Lady of Sorrows.
Awesome.
Constant sorrows, Our Lady of Constant Sorrows, Our Lady of Constant Sorrows, Our Lady of Constant Sorrows, out the door, can't be suspended no more, 'cause I got no class. My ass. Saw the teacher flirt, hand up my girlfriend's skirt. Now I'm free like sparrow. From the locker tomorrow, from Our Lady of Constant Sorrows, Our Lady of Constant Sorrows, Our Lady of Constant Sorrows, Our Lady of Constant Sorrows. When they say I'm bad, it's like a marquee to sad. Getting off on chains, living in the name of Our Lady of Constant Sorrows, Our Lady of Constant Sorrows, Our Lady of Constant Sorrows, Our Lady of Constant Sorrows. Okay.
That's awesome.
The new fight song for the school.
All right. Well, looking forward to hearing that one on the new album. So, yeah, it really sucks. We got such a short show today. Jason is listening live from Toronto and heard that we got a short show, so he's okay with skipping our Toronto tracks of the week for next week.
I think we're being preempted by the big boys, the basketball players.
Yeah. So I guess we're having a live sports broadcast starting at 8:30 this morning, which is fine, but... yeah, so I just want to say thanks again, Dave, for coming in, and sorry it was such a short show, but yeah, we're looking for the new album coming out, and you have to keep us posted on that, and I guess, yeah, if anybody wants to check you out, you're going to be playing at the Railway Club this Monday.
The Railway Club with Joey only this Monday, and then debuting my band Monday the 28th. Yeah, at the Railway as well.
Nice. Yeah. Now, is that is Joey hosting an evening there regularly at the Railway? Is that what's going on?
He's hoping to, yes. He's hoping that this is going to be a regular thing. I don't know if it's official yet. I'm not sure about whether it's official or if this is kind of an experiment or like yeah, but anyway, it may be a monthly show that Joey's doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And who are you going to be playing with? You say you're going to be playing with the full band on the 28th.
Yeah.
Who are you playing with this coming Monday?
Okay, there's a bass player. His name is Jacques. Can't remember his last name right now. And then a drummer named Claire Haddock. She plays drums and sings and some harmony in that. And Joey Only is going to take on harmony and lead guitar at least for a while. I may have to find someone more permanent on that position, but he's going to sit in for a while at least, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it sounds like a super happy fun jamboree.
It will be. always. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we're going to close this edition of a Friday Sunrise off with the track off of your CD, Matters of Survival. If you're all right with it, I'm going to play a Valley We Won't Name. It's kind of one of my favorite tracks off of that.
Good choice.
Yeah. Okay. And I guess don't forget you can check out the podcast of the show if you go to CITR.ca. And don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca, another great resource for good local independent music. And, you can find us on Facebook as well for any updates and whatnot. And, so thanks again, Dave, for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
And I guess we'll be seeing you at the Railway Club this Monday.
Brother John. Glacier Mountain view, living on a valley farm. My other brother Luke moved next door, gave me a word to do. We built up a barn, Block John's Mountain View. As a wildfire jumps the barbed wire, she can be trained and tamed in a valley. She would not heed, for she loved my brother, and my brother needed she. Left me there to die in the smoke and the flames. Won't you tell me who's to blame? In the valley we won't name. In a valley we won't name.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
The following is a live presentation of CITR Sports.
Who's the champion? Who's number one?